Communications professor Rita Kirk is used to having kids around. Her house was always the one in the neighborhood where all her son's friends would hang out. Students, she says, energize her, which is why she was one of the first to sign up to live on the SMU campus in a dorm with college students.
I also really enjoy getting to hear students' dreams and what they're interested in. So it just seems like a normal thing to sit on a couch somewhere and talk with students about what they're into.
Professors living in dorms is not that unusual. It actually dates back a few centuries. Oxford and Cambridge faculty lived among students when those universities were founded. A century or so later, when the medical faculty at Brown refused to live on campus, the medical program was suspended. Kirk says students can get a lot out of having their professors nearby.
They develop bonds with them. You know, they see them. They sometimes have dinner with them. And so they're not strangers to them. It's not just some impersonal person that teaches your class. It's somebody that you can have a relationship with.
The housing complex is set to open in the fall. It includes 5 new buildings and 6 existing dorms that have been remodeled. The perk for the 11 faculty members who'll be living on campus? They get their own apartment. But what about concerns they'll get too close to students?
I think it's a way for faculty members to be more human to students. I know I'm the daughter of a faculty member, and even when I went to college, I was intimidated by faculty.
That's Lori White, SMU's Vice President for Student Affairs. She says the biggest challenge for them was finding professors who wanted to live on campus. In the end, they had more faculty apply than they needed. Some of them are single, others are married with kids, including 2 sets of twins. Some have pets.
Some students have said to us, oh, it might be a little weird having a faculty member living in. It might be like mom and dad. But as we've looked at other universities that have residential college or residential commons models, none of those things come into play.
Freshman Joshua Oh says he'll reap some benefits from living side by side with professors.
A lot of times professors don't really have time to, like, you know, interact with their students. But, like, by living on campus, like, they'll be with us 24/7 and they'll be able to, like, you know, answer questions or anything.
SMU will be able to house 1,200 more students with the new dorms. That'll bring the total number of students living on campus to more than 2,700. The school is nixing its specialty dorms and opening them to all first and second year students. Sophomore Erin McGovern says that's a good thing.
So the honors students will no longer have their specific section. The Hilltop Scholars will no longer have their specific section, which is kind of disappointing for those specific groups, but at the same time, we'll promote a better atmosphere altogether.
Among the new tenants livening up that atmosphere will be the Bichon Frise in Professor Kirk's apartment, Sir Emerson of Eton, an aristocratic name for a housing model that dates back to aristocratic times. Stella Chavez, KERA News.